Dawn wants the universe to save him. Lily brags on throwing those hands, but Charmaine says she's the HBIC. The review is up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Chi-Town, 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 Chi-Town.
Hey. From executive
Chi-Town,
producers Maria
Menounos.
She wanna fuck with
the
nigga. Chi-Town. Hey. Okay.
Maria on the beat.
What up, everybody? It's your favorite AfterBuzz crew. It's your Black Ink Crew Chicago AfterBuzz crew. What's up? What's up? What's up? Hey, ladies. So happy to see y'all.
You too.
I'm happy to hear my favorite song. I think the song is like taking over my life.
Yeah, same.
Chi-Town. I'm not even from the shop, but this just bang. You feel me? What's up, ladies? How y'all feeling?
Good.
Glad to be back. Had a little week off.
Yes, a whole like blazing hot week of vacation time, huh?
Yes.
Let's talk about how it was 122 degrees here in LA.
I was cool with it, though.
You were cool with it?
I'm always cold, so.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, well, let me start off. I am your girl, Carmen, and we are your hosts.
What's up,
everybody? I'm here with, we have a lovely feeling. Kiki is not here today, but this is our friend Imani. Imani, go ahead and say something to the folks.
What's up, y'all? I'm so happy to be here because I love a Black Ink Crew.
Oh, thanks for coming. Cool.
Yes,
we have a lot of fun. Hopefully you had some fun with us today.
It's
gonna
get,
have some fun.
Yeah, it's gonna get real up in here. Hey guys, I'm El Marie.
And I'm Drew Jones.
Hey, Drew, girl.
Hey.
How you doing?
I missed y'all.
We miss you. Every time.
Back.
Yes, we miss you.
I miss
whenever anybody's missing.
Yes.
I miss
all y'all.
Yeah, so it's good to see y'all. We back off a break. You know, we had a week's break. Was the music still playing? Okay.
Yep.
It's a little nice little fade Anthony out because my ADD is really... Thank you. I'm sorry. I was like, I was talking, but Chi-Town is still in my ear, and I can't really concentrate. All right, so we back with a brand new episode, y'all.
Yeah.
New drama, you know, always new drama. What did y'all think about the episode?
Overall, this episode was kind of light on the drama. Mm-hmm. It was, I mean, there's, of course, there's always something going on, but it was like a little light, but... Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It was interesting.
You know, Dawn is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to snatch him up.
Dawn is very interesting. Yeah. I have a take on Dawn too, but I'll save it.
It was a good palate cleanser episode. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have too much drama, you don't appreciate the drama.
Yeah. Yes.
So I'm glad we got an episode where we could chill out a little bit. Dawn.
Dawn.
Stress me
Dawn,
out.
Dawn, dot, dot, dot.
I'm
dot,
about to sick Lily on Dawn.
Yeah. Right?
You know, that's the only thing I have to say.
She has a purpose.
Dawn.
She has a use.
Yeah. But Dawn.
Dawn, Dawn, Dawn. Well, outside of the drama on the episode, you know, some moves were made this weekend. Rachel was at Essence Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll hear a little bit about that and what happened. And then Ryan's mama was out on the street fighting for a great cause.
Yeah.
So we'll hear about that, which is always awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring some realness into this review and talk about some real things that's going on. Y'all know what I'm saying?
So we'll get into that in our news segment a little
later. Yes, we will. But how about we get into our first topic? And I want to talk about Lily and the fact that she's very, 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 very proud of throwing those hands. Lily came to the shop bragging like, yeah, I put them hands down. And I was like, okay, Lily. You know, I got the boss up. How I got to do it if I got to lay hands?
Yeah.
How do y'all feel about her attitude about making her? Obviously, she feels bullied, huh? Or
she
something.
Does. She does. And I feel like she has the right to feel bullied.
Okay.
To a certain extent, because like she said, she, you know, maybe I'm not the original crew, but that doesn't mean disrespect me. That doesn't mean I can't have a say. So I'm starting to see her side of it a little bit, because at first I was like, girl, you didn't start this. Like, fall back. But I can see you are working here. Respect me.
Can somebody refresh my memory? When did Charmaine start attacking Lily?
Well, I feel like she started attacking Lily by saying, you know, she brought in, what's her cousin's name?
Danielle.
She brought in Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
So Lily is like, well, why? And she's like, well, she's been here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's already like throwing borderline shade, because you're saying like, you knew, stay in your place.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be here regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like Lily is coming from a place of like, even though she's not handling things in a professional manner. She's thinking about money.
She handling that thing on the street,
right? Yeah, so street she level. Still has that hustle mentality, and mm-hmm. she's taking this very seriously because mm-hmm. she's like, I have to eat,
yeah.
and I'm the one that's bringing in money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because go ahead.
I'm not gonna lie. Like last week, I was kind of tough on Lily because I'm like, Lily, you're losing your mind. You're all over the place. You're throwing hands. Mm-hmm. Why? Why are we resorting to fighting? But today when I watched the episode, she expressed herself like, look, I'm fighting to make this shit come together, be in order, for y'all to respect me. Mm-hmm. I just think that she's so street, and she's really, I think that she's gangster. Like, I think that girl comes from a family of gangsters.
Yeah. She does.
And she does. And I think that's how she knows how to handle herself. But now that she's emerging into this larger world, which is television and business, mm-hmm. that she has to learn how to take those hands and apply it mentally and mm-hmm. throw those mental jabs. Like, yeah. you know what yeah, I'm saying? Like, sure. not even mental jabs, but just the finesse and the way to carry yourself mm-hmm. like a woman and not just a gangster.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know yeah.
learn how to handle yourself.
But I will admit that I do understand her a little more this mm-hmm. week.
Same. I'm losing. Yeah.
Well, because I think when Ryan left, everyone was ready to throw in the towel. And it really was Lily who was like, mm-hmm, nah, we could still yeah. make this happen. So mm-hmm. I understand her feeling some type of way when Charmaine came at her. And then also, she kept being like, who's going to check me? Who's going to check me? So mm-hmm. Lily checked you. You yeah. kept asking
and
for
she
it.
She really said yeah, that. Like, yeah. you was asking for it. And,
yeah. and she well, was in her personal space. And they all know Lily. Mm-hmm, they know yeah. where Lily come from. So you're talking. Lily's not going to be talking for yeah. a long time.
It's like, you guys
time.
Aren't, yeah, y'all gonna, you're not yeah. going to argue that much.
You
like,
keep in your hand.
Going to get thrown.
Exactly. You keep in your hand up in the face of a bear, it's going to get bit off. Mm-hmm. And you need
right.
to
most definitely.
Stop acting surprised
it's
by
just,
it.
There's a place, that comes a point in life where that, all of that, it like, growing up, when you grow up in a tough place, the tougher you are, the more respect you get. But when you transition to that, into a different walk mm-hmm. of life, sometimes, like, the more aggressive you come off, the more you turn people off. And you mm-hmm, and that respect mm-hmm. then turns to a thing like, yeah. like what's wrong
I mean, that's what Charmaine like, was trying to say.
Yeah,
about
like,
too.
She is just, she has to evolve. That's mm-hmm. all.
But what yes. I will say is her mentality is kind of like a guy's, because she was like, mm-hmm. I'm over it. You know, guys yeah. can fight and be, yeah, like, and be bros, like, and that's how like, we just had to get it out.
That made me understand her a little bit more. Like, oh, it happens. Like, you needed to get checked. Yeah. I checked you.
Now let's move on. It was like, she wasn't even really still having a problem with Charmaine. It's like, all
right,
let's move past it.
Right.
Charmaine's like,
but you can't do that in the real world. You can't. You just can't. But she checked her, though.
That is true.
But they had to put that beef to the side because Dawn got an emergency phone. Well, not Dawn. Four got an emergency phone call that Dawn is back in more trouble. But we will get back to that in a second after we have some lovely information shared with us from the network.
Yes. hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about the pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yeah. Ew, I don't know, like, your voice just made me, like, dance. I'm just
going yeah. That was my, that was, like, my sultry, like,
yeah,
QVC.
Glowing.
Also, though, make sure you guys rate us on iTunes. If you are listening on iTunes, make sure you give us those 5 stars. For the Black Ink Crew Chicago Review and all the other shows that you enjoy right here on AfterBuzz. So iTunes, 5 stars. Make sure you do that.
Yes. Shout out to our girl Kiki, too, while we're in this. Kiki, she got a shout out from Drake. Kiki said, are you, yo, Drake said, are you riding? And Kiki said, I gotta be back. I'll holler at y'all in a few. So she was riding with Drake for a few weeks, y'all.
I thought it was a real shout out. I was like, what?
Champagne Poppy?
Said, Kiki, are you riding? And Kiki was like, I'll see y'all. Drake.
Bye.
Drake needs me to ride.
Bye.
Shout out to Kiki. But back to our boy, Dawn. So Dawn gets in trouble, y'all. Dawn gets caught drinking.
He's
behind the wheel.
He is pissing
Dawn
me off.
Is he pissing y'all off?
Yes.
I have. Dawn is a psychologist. I have a theory on Dawn. I paid attention to Dawn this week.
What y'all are you saying? Because he's a little manipulative in how he handled that counseling session. Because that's all
I think he really is drinking the coke with his. Well, maybe not drinking, but he probably had a drink. Maybe he just was at the bar, and sometimes you aren't even that drunk. But that point two or whatever. It just is what it is.
He a big dude, and maybe because like, but it's like explain it more because the DUI is very serious. It is. I was upset with him being so nonchalant about it when there are people that have lost their lives or people who have been, you know what I mean, drunk behind the wheel and hit an innocent person and took their life. No. So that's serious.
DUIs are like, nothing to play with. Yeah. Like just drinking behind the wheel, like just don't do it. We have enough car services now. You can call Uber. You can call Lyft. You can call a friend. You can get a shared Lyft. Mm-hmm. Whatever. You know, it's just so much that you can do to avoid putting somebody's life in danger.
And like you said, if it wasn't that much, because maybe he was only like a point over the legal limit. Yeah, who knows? So to me, it's like, say that. Don't act like it's not a big deal.
But see,
what did I wrote down what he said about it. Oh, it was a one-time little situation.
Yeah. Right, very nonchalant. But you know what? Okay, so this is what I'm noticing. I'm going to draw this conclusion. This is just me putting together my alleged, the way it's going. So Ashley finally, for the first time, gets the nerve to go to an entirely different state and say, Dawn, get your shit together. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And so Dawn knows that it's going to take something drastic. I would never say he didn't do the DUI on purpose, but once he knew that he had something in his hand to shift that energy and to draw her, because at this point, she's running this way with the energy. So now that he has something that's going to make her care, I'm in trouble. I know how my wife acts when I'm in trouble. I know that I can draw her towards me. I can't say too much too soon because it's almost like she's a magnet to trying to save him. Yeah. So if he draws this way and he's quiet and doesn't explain himself, she comes a little further. Like, oh, so I came all the way to Texas and you're not going to even say nothing to me. Oh, okay, well now I got to stay here. You notice that was the next thing she said. Now I got to stay here and make sure Dawn is okay for my son. I feel like that's Dawn's plan.
But I mean, it's still her son too. It could be his plan, but he seemed like he didn't even want to talk about
but
it.
But if that is his plan, he's trash. Like, he's fine, but he's trash because
very manipulative.
First of all, he acts like it was his idea to go into therapy. After she asked him, he turned around and took the I wanted to do this. No, fam, we saw the scene before. You were very anti this. And she had every right to feel the way she did because whether DJ was in the car or not, you're still out here wilding while my son's with you. Like, I'd be mad as hell.
I'm not around. I'm miles away.
Yeah,
and she was very mature in how she brought it up to him. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, tell me what's up, and he still was just like nothing.
Right. I think he knows her well enough to know that that's gonna draw her closer. Well, that's gonna shift the energy back into his favor, where she is now trying to make it right again. Mm-hmm. Because you notice in the therapy session, he was like, "Oh, don't say you're putting your foot down, because don't act like I'm begging to be back." All of that shit is tactics. Those are tactics.
We would have fought in that therapy.
What do you mean
session?
She doesn't have a foot to put down? Exactly. She's your wife. Your wife's foot can be put down. She has 2 feet to put down and one to put up your ass. Dawn.
Listen, because I mean, on top of that, like, you have cheated on me. Now there's a possible another baby. You had a baby on me already.
Oh, right.
Now
there
may be another child, and I don't have a foot.
We took a whole child.
Oh, and baby.
And then she's sitting here saying how all of his cheating has changed her as a person, and he's acting like it's nothing. She's like, I don't feel good enough for you. And he's like, quit. No, like, you sat here and cheated on this woman with multiple people and had babies on her. Like,
but it on television at that, like, just, right. So it's always hard to deal with relationship drama when we have to deal with it in the public eye. Like, is very
and
hard.
And after the Snapchat situation, but to me, even just sitting there, I'm like, he started off not necessarily just blaming her for all of the things, but he just wasn't owning anything.
That's what I noticed. Anything. He took no ownership.
Until the end of the counseling situation, and he's like, you know, I know I done caused some things, you know, my name Dawn. And it's just like,
he's
playing the game. It's just down.
It's not cool, but all right, just to play like devil's advocate, I'm just throwing this out there, and I'm not saying this is what I would do, but what if you knew your only chance was to like play your card this way to get your wife's interest back in you? Like,
I wouldn't put myself in that situation in the first place.
You see, what's homeboy's name that just got his clothes barbecued? Taryn came with a slideshow. That was nothing to me. But Don could have came with a slideshow. Look, when you was pregnant, baby. Look.
Some type of effort.
Look, was happy. Wow. And it was none of that. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, no.
Speaking of which, I guess we'll have to see how this counseling works out for Dawn and Ashley. Dawn seems to think that a lot of Ashley's problems... she had already. Ashley seems to feel like they come from Dawn. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. he definitely admits that he's fighting some demons, and he says that he just needs some time to himself. Mm-hmm. I think this is elevation for both of their characters because they do both have some growing to do. Mm-hmm. And I hope I'm seeing two soulmates that just are together to work through their issues together and to remain a family, because I'm always on the side of black love healing people, mm-hmm. regardless of what you go through. I know people have their opinions about fidelity and monogamy and all of that. I'm one of those people that happen to think that men were not made to be monogamous. I just happen to think that. So I know I have an unpopular opinion.
I don't think anyone was made to be monogamous. Here's the thing.
When people always say that. I don't even think, because people... because of marriage and marriages in the Bible, people think we were made to be that way. If we were made to be that way, there wouldn't have been a such thing as adultery in the Bible. You are supposed to fight the temptation. Nobody was made to just be with one person naturally, mm-hmm. but you're supposed to make the effort to be with that person and only that person if you make that vow. That's the difference.
But my question has always been, I just go off of what people do by nature. Mm-hmm. By nature, if a fat ass walks by, a man is gonna be like,
because society accepts that,
like science. So, you know, it's like their genitalia is on the outside. It gets stimulated, rubs against pants. It's like, hey, I'm here. You know, so it's like, I just feel like naturally men show us that they crave more than one thing, more than one physical type. Okay, more than one personality.
I see it too. Like, I'm a vegan, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm vegan by choice, but mm-hmm. you can say like, we have teeth to eat meat, and that mm-hmm. would be like our natural thing. But I'm making this conscious decision to mm-hmm. be vegan. Mm-hmm. So if I'm making a conscious decision to be with someone, right. mm-hmm. then that is a choice that I need to adhere to because we made decision.
Yeah. But also, I feel like the only reason that men aren't expected to or whatever is because society has allowed them to do that. If women were set up in the same situation where we weren't expected to be the homebodies or whatever, then we probably wouldn't be as monogamous either. But I don't think anyone's meant to be monogamous.
But it's just weird. Like, okay, for every one guy, there are, let's just say, 10 women. Does that mean that 9 women were meant to be single? Does that mean that 9 out of 10 women, if there's one out of... You know what I'm saying? That's not fair. I think that when it comes to polygamy, and I'm not saying that it's not, you necessarily have to go as far as polygamy is concerned, but when it comes to a man being with more than one woman, the fact that you cannot be jealous of another love that is creating a larger love within a bunch of people makes you even stronger, because then your spirit can't be broken. Then you aren't nurturing the spirit of jealousy inside of you. Mm-hmm. It's like all love. Like, you love her? You're taking care of her? You mean we can provide for her too? And we're all getting better? Like, and I know it's just a left field thing to think of, but I feel like we learn to share love as more in a village way, we would have less thing to attack people about.
Yeah,
I don't particularly like to share. It's not about that, but I'm realistic about the fact that it may happen.
But also, you don't control your man. Like, your man isn't... Yeah. You can't control him. Like, we're all individuals, mm-hmm. and I would never want to control somebody. Yeah. Like, you should do what you want to do. But I would hope that I'm what you want to do.
Yeah. But I think the point with Ashley is less the... I mean, obviously, the cheating pissed her off, but it's less about the cheating. It's the lying. It's the deceit. Mm-hmm. It's the going out here and making me look stupid in front of all these people. Because you're not just doing it, like... in closed court, like, you're putting that on Snapchat, like, for the world to see. You're embarrassing me in front of all these people.
Right. When he was with Charmaine, you did it at a party.
But you know what he brought up? He said, like, I think he's uncomfortable in his skin because he tried to do something that he wasn't ready for. He said, let's get to the deeper issues. Like, I'm trying to be something that I knew I couldn't be. And before I could even become the man that I needed to be for myself and watch myself mature and grow into a man, I had to be a man for you. And he's basically saying, like, I wasn't ready for this shit. Like, and I tried to do it to make you happy. And now the person I love the most, I'm hurting because me as a man, I didn't have time to get ready for this. Mm-hmm. And I think that is important because we always go back to that. You can't force a crown on anybody somebody's head. Mm-hmm. They have to carry it upright for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, he's got to learn to walk the walk that he really took when he went down that aisle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, so it is. It's a lot of issues going on, yeah. but that doesn't excuse.
That doesn't excuse. And I don't think he approached it the right way because I do believe, and I understand what he was saying, like, mm-hmm. and Ashley may have some deeper issues. And, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Because she may have had insecurities even before cheating or whatever. We don't know the very beginning of their relationship. True. But that wasn't the approach to take, though, Dom, because it was very offensive, you know what I mean, the way he was going at her.
And then the truth of the matter is mm-hmm. that their situation has been very traumatic. Like, how can he understand that? Especially a woman who has carried your children.
It is. You have a point. Yeah. And I don't mean to cut you off, but we're moving kind of quickly. Speaking of approach, let's just hit on this really, really quickly. How do you guys feel about Terrence's approach to making up with Danielle?
It was simple, but now looking at Dawn, I'm like, it was so sweet.
Yeah.
I'm like,
when the bar has been set so long.
I wasn't sure if it was so sweet, but then after the next scene, I was like, I guess in 2018, he did the most.
She was real easy, I must say, because I don't know if I'm a little stubborn.
I think she has serial killer tendencies because she plans out all of her things. Like, she puts on aprons and dresses up and has drinks while she waits for her victim to come and get caught in her web.
That whole storyline was real, like, they needed a filler for this episode, so. Because
it was super short. Like, I burned your stuff.
Well, I want to get
that. She didn't even finish it. Did y'all see the pile of clothes on the side of it? Come on now.
Right. Come on. If you're going to burn it all, honey. Don't leave them nothing. Make them have to borrow your stuff and wear
Angela
pink Bassett Victoria's.
That situation.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
You got to wear
jumpsuits.
Victoria's Secret pink sweats
pink
tomorrow.
On the booty.
Because my girl burnt all my shit for cheating and I need to be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to get to the main topic is really what Charmaine did because she did some crazy shit. And I really don't disapprove or like go against Charmaine too much because that's my girl. But like, I think it's wild. But before we do that, let's get into some real life news. Have you been keeping up with these guys,
Let's get into this news. So, this past weekend, 4th of July weekend, we had Rachel was at Essence Fest and she was on a panel there. I don't know, I don't want to pronounce the name of this company wrong. Mayel, maybe. So it's a hair product, but they had a panel at Essence Fest. And you know Essence Fest is really driven about women empowerment, and business. So actually a lot of the other ladies on there are entrepreneurs as well. So that was a really good look for Rachel to be out there and also promoting her nail polish line, Pernova. So that was really cool.
So
big up to Rachel. That's a big
outside
move.
Of storyline in real life, Rachel making boss moves.
Making moves.
Yes. Congratulations, Rachel. We're proud of you.
Yep.
Always.
And then also recently, maybe some of you have seen this in the news on Shade Room and the real news as well. So Chicago had a peace rally not too long ago. They shut down a major expressway to combat gun violence and just all kind of nonsense. And so Ryan's mom was there and, you know, Nova, his sister, and the baby was killed by her boyfriend slash lawyer a while ago. So she's always taken a stance to do something to fight against violence and fight against domestic violence. Mm-hmm. So she was there at the rally and she actually had a moment where she kind of had a breakdown. And I know in this text, the person was saying that they saw her and because it was so hot, they thought she was overcome maybe by the heat. But then they approached her and realized that she was just kind of having a moment and having a breakdown. Mm-hmm. But I admire Lonnie Strength. That's his mom's name. I admire her strength. Because it's been a long time, but like I said, anytime that there's something to go on with violence, she's always out there speaking on that.
That's
like
so
to
amazing.
Lose your daughter and your grandchild, but you always have the strength enough, even if you have a moment, you have that strength to stand up and fight for them.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Henry, for that strength and that courage to like face that pain, but to still have the courage to try to help someone else. We really appreciate your courage. We really appreciate that strength.
And then when you fight through your pain,
your
that's the ultimate strength.
Yeah, it is. It is. And we pray for your healing. You know, I'm sending up good energy for your healing. Whenever I hear the story come up, it's always like heart-wrenching. So, thank you for your bravery, for speaking out and just being there through your pain.
On a lighter note, we had Don. So I guess Ashley's forgiven him. Or maybe this is his way of getting him to forgive her.
Is this the Terrence?
One of the ways. So he was at a strip club or whatever, and I guess he was acting as the stripper, and then we had a little oopsie
there.
Come on, dog. We had to wait for it.
Oh! We sorry, iTunes, that you can't see that.
That's like too strong.
Don tried to swing. Don tried to swing from the rafters, and the universe once again conspired against him.
Not the universe ain't not today. Working on Don's
side. Now, that's just that's too much man for that pole. That was too much man for
him. Well, he is a whole lot of man, honey.
But no, he did a video, and he's like, he's okay.
Well, that's good.
So he's up, and he's good.
All right, so the news was great. Thank you very, very much.
Welcome.
So the main topic, Charmaine decides to pull a move that
pull
I think
Ryan.
Was shady. And not even so much a Ryan, because when Ryan brought the idea to his old crew, it was his idea. Mm-hmm. This came from Lily saying, let's keep this together. Let's call ourselves, you know, they all sat and they all put their heads together, thought of the name. And then to pull a power move, she goes and buys an LLC, like that makes her the boss of everybody and tries to fire Lily.
That's just shady. Because
it was shady.
It was.
It's
because
shady.
She OJ'd that shit. Like,
because you know what?
Cut your throat.
Because you know what it makes, if I was on that team, it'd make me feel like, damn, I step out of line. Like, what, you gonna fire me? Mm-hmm, like, if you don't agree with something I do, when I thought we were all in here as partners.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like you didn't have a conversation with anyone and try to talk to us about, like, maybe what steps should we should take to get this business organized, and you just went and did it on your own. Like, that's very foul.
That was vindictive. Like, I'm going to get Lily up out of here. Meanwhile, Ryan is building his new nine mag. And he had Junior come through to manage that because he's trying to get his management. And I'm just going to be honest, I couldn't hear anything Ryan was saying because his arms were so buff. I was like, this nigga's getting thick. He okay, like, I know you're talking, but all I see is your guns and, yeah.
But do you feel that
you're
that's
looking
why,
good. He's in the gym.
Like, the whole Nine Mag crew, they probably felt like, you know, they built Nine Mag because how Ryan was trying to get Junior to come help him build.
Yeah.
So it's like, Ryan, just go get you some people from Home Depot, or go get you some crack kids in the local street and get them to paint. You could hand them some water, hand them a couple dollars.
I guess
some
it was
clothes.
Like he wanted Junior to be there in the rut.
He wants
in the
part
grit,
of,
like,
be a part
be
of the process.
Yeah.
But it's like we've tried that already and it didn't work, Ryan. So this is your business.
Right.
You need to handle it. I love Ryan.
Well, and again, like, just real quick, like, we always will talk about his communication.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, let Junior know you're still, like, you're not up and running yet.
Right.
If you're bringing someone in to work, let them know it's not going
to
be a lot of
work. Because Junior's like, boy, I got money to make. You got me coming to an empty shop. Like, what is this?
You
got to
have your shoes on.
So, you know,
you got to have a fit.
That's just Ryan wanting to be sentimental. He's like, come on, bro. Like, get your feet dirty with me. Come on, just put your feet in the soil. This is the ground. We breaking new ground. Like, come on, let's grow this thing together.
Well.
But, I don't know. I think it was messed up, Charmaine. That's not the way you get rid of a friend. You didn't think your chess move out enough. Like, you threw your queen out there, but you didn't realize she could just get swiped by a pawn real quick. Like, you played yourself a little bit, Charmaine. Like, you showed your hand too soon. Like, you should have went about that a different way.
Yeah.
Because we're going
to
see next week.
I was just about to say that. Next week is going
to
be so juicy.
Let me not say what y'all need to do. Let me go into predictions before we wrap this thing up. Can we get
your AfterBuzz TV predictions?
Do I think that Dawn might think about leaving the shop? Maybe.
Dawn or four?
Four.
Four.
Why do I always get them mixed up?
I'm
hard to tell
four.
Chocolate apart sometimes. You know, it's just so far, Lord.
I don't think four is going to leave because the drama and the attention is really happening on Loyal Inc. right now.
It is. It's real messy over there. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to predict that Charmaine, she's getting them hands again.
She's getting snatched.
Yes,
she
all
really
I
got
snatched.
I'm predicting that they have to find a way to bring about some order because it is a shit show right now.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think this is gonna end anytime soon. Like, I think the Charmaine Lily thing's gonna keep going for a couple episodes. Yeah.
It don't need to. If I was Charmaine, I'll leave it alone. I'll be like, you know what, Lily?
Mm-mm, I'm here for it. Drama. So next
why did Ryan laugh like that? It just popped in my head when he found out that Lily gave Charmaine a black eye. Why did he get there? Had a little chuckle
too.
He got in.
Because
it probably felt good a little bit.
He was like, there's still nonsense there. But we'll see everything next week when Charmaine getting snatched and all this other drama.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see if Ashley gives in yet and how much further in Dawn can draw her back in. Because now he's threatening her with space.
Yeah.
Which is really going to make her lose her mind.
Yeah. Well, he needs it.
And we'll have to wait and see what happens with Loyalty Ink Blot. It's an ink blot right now. It's not quite a tat. It's just some drippings. We'll have to see what it turns into. Until next time, I am your girl, Carmen. You can catch me on Instagram at King_Carmen_.
And I am Imani J. Yes. You can find me on all social media platforms at Imani A. Jack and at ImaniJTV.com, where I'm covering everything pop culture and news.
Thanks for being here, too,
yes,
lady.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for filling in. And I'm El Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter, of course, at El Marie TV.
And I'm Drew Jones. You can find me on all the things at OK Drew J, or you can check out my podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud, The Curve.
Yes. And Kiki, when you get off a tour with Drake, we'll be waiting for you for all the tea. Yes. We miss you, and we can't wait to see you guys next week. I hope you tune in. We'll see you then.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.